Hello, we are back after a long extended break. I am pumped to be back. You know, festive period, had some time away, restore the old brain, have a bit of a think of some of the things I want to say and bring some new material. So I hope you're all well rested and really pumped back in your new year and already back into your routine. Hopefully you didn't come out, drop of it too much. But I actually want to talk to you today about what you think or what is perceived for what CrossFit actually is. And I think it's a perfect time to talk about this because the Open is coming up and this is probably where the most talk around what CrossFit is. And I remember like a decade ago of how excited, I mean, I still get excited about the Open, but just how excited I was and everyone just in general was about the Open. And I think between now and then, there's been some blurred lines of kind of like what CrossFit is. And the reason I think that is because I think that the competition for CrossFit is obviously every other fitness offering. And I think every other fitness offering has tried to mimic what CrossFit does. For me, CrossFit was the first thing that defined fitness, right? It was able to give people a purpose of a workout. They had something to, no matter how good you were at something or how bad you were, if you want to put it that way, don't take offense, that you just competed with yourself. And then the secondary thing to that, if you were that type of person, you'd worry about the people that are around you. But no one really, you know, you shouldn't, because no one else cares. Everyone's in it for themselves, right? It's an individual sport. It's a, you know, for those that watch and follow some of the elite guys, they'll tell you it's a very selfish sport. But somewhere along the line, that just got, you know, lost of like what it was. And obviously there was in between that, obviously, I keep saying this word, obviously, I'm sorry, I sound like a teenager. CrossFit lost their media team. There was a lot of things going behind the scenes. I don't know too much about it. Obviously it's, you know, although it hasn't affected my personal life, you know, day to day, but it's obviously affected somewhat element of business, but they lost their media team. They used to have a fucking great media team. I think I've said it in a few podcasts before, if you ever get the chance, you need to go on Google and type in CrossFit Journal. Everything you want to know about fitness, CrossFit, there's everything in there. Everything, honestly. Anyway, going back to so a lot of people have tried to just mimic what CrossFit do. And if you walk into any gym at the moment, look at their setup. Their setup is replicating what CrossFit gyms have. And the thing, do you know what the thing that hurts me the most, and I'm really passionate about this, and sometimes it kills me. For me, like, you know, I started the gym with, you know, very little money, very little in let's say investment, and started from the ground up. Like, I remember the first studio before it was actually a CrossFit gym was, I remember just buying from Wolverton one single squat rack. I had a little shitty bike, wasn't even an assault bike, wasn't a Concept 2 bike. I don't even know where I got that bike from, but I did. And, you know, I just had the bare bones to get started because the passion, desire to make an impact on someone's life and help them through, even though we wasn't a CrossFit affiliate at the time, I certainly was following and doing very much. I'd immersed myself in CrossFit, and it wasn't until like 12 months later when I fully immersed myself. I was like, right, well, actually, I see the business model and the opportunity, and I think I can impact more people if I do it this way. So getting back to that point is that they just mimic it. So if you walk into one of those gyms, they have so much investment from externals and people, you know, obviously with a lot of money, that they have a lot of the top gear, and they're willing to put themselves, whether it be hundreds or millions of pounds of debt, but it's not for the how much impact they can have on people. It's actually about how much money they can make from that. And I think that's where one of the things that gets lost with it. I haven't defined and gone through what CrossFit is and how it works, but that for me is the biggest shame, right? Because CrossFit gyms generally are owned and run by and operated by people that are willing to sacrifice so much to impact as many people as they can as possible, where there are going to be other corporations, and they're going to be small companies. They're going to be maybe a team of 10 at most. You know, obviously the bigger CrossFit gyms have got bigger teams. You know, some gyms at the moment, you know, we're in a position where we have a team of 3-4, you know. Some have, I would imagine 5-6 is a good, you know, well, good, it is a good size team, 5-6. And that's a goal for me to have a team of 5-6 internally and, you know, externally a few more in terms of the dreaded word of social media. But anyway, they impact and they want to impact so many people. So along the lines of people or these investors and this money being thrown at commercial gyms who have no care for your well-being, it's just about how much money they can make from the individual, they're trying to replicate the service or the offering, right? So anything now that is high-paced and gets you sweating is people do call CrossFit. You know, I'm fortunate to meet so many people. But the sad and worrying thing is that when I speak to people, some of these people, is that their understanding of CrossFit is what they've been shown at a commercial gym who is looking to profit up, you know, take as much money from that individual as possible, not want to see that person actually come in and invest in terms of their health, in terms of improving those markers. And their definition or their understanding of CrossFit is what they do. And they're generally led by people that have not bought into the CrossFit philosophy. Like, you know, when I don't, well, for those of you that, the word get, I say, some people do CrossFit and don't get CrossFit, and that's understandable. You know, some people do MMA or martial arts, but once you get yourself truly and you get it, and you, one day something will click and you'll get it, you'll know, right? And the people that know CrossFit know the people that also know CrossFit. It's just like, for me, it's an unwritten rule. You just know, you just look, you can just, the way that someone maybe carries themselves, the way that they do things, I don't know, you just know, you just know. So, you know, I'm fortunate to meet those people, and it's sad to that their experience is what they think that's CrossFit is, where, you know, is met by trainers that are looking, you know, not even necessarily trainers, organizations that want to maximize from you. Anyway, I want to make it very clear, and you can hear the passion again in the voice. I want to make it very clear that CrossFit is not just randomly programmed workouts, right? That just fucking make you sweat and make you go crazy and like it looks fucking funky and blah, 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 right? And unfortunately, that is what people see. So whether it be my gym or another gym and people walk through the door and go, oh yeah, I've been doing CrossFit somewhere else or blah, it's probably likely that you haven't. And it's probably likely that you've probably, you know, even if you're listening and you haven't done that, but you maybe have seen that. And everyone's calling something like that CrossFit these days. And maybe, you know, not to criticize, but maybe, and CrossFit has improved in this because, as I said, a lot of things going on behind the scenes. Maybe we need to look at doing a better job of advertising that and getting people to understand that. Not necessarily advertise. It comes from a level of understanding. However, you can only have a conversation with someone who's willing to listen, okay? And hopefully you know what I mean by that. You're only going to take on that conversation if you're ready to be open and view it from a different point, right? And change the mindset on it. I think it's definitely a mindset thing as well. Well, I've said before, social media, you're in this mindset, blah, blah, blah. But one of the things that I want to address is that with that, there's a pursuit, right, of wanting to look good, or, you know, and this ties into all the other podcasts. Some people do it for other people, some people do it for themselves, intrinsic connections and motivation. But there's a thing to tie into that. Now, one of the podcasts we listened to, I can't remember the name of the guy, but I can't cite where the facts came from, which probably in this case I should, but I think the government website will tell you that I think, you know, things like diabetes and obesity are probably a bigger problem than ever. And to be honest, are probably bigger than they were, that how COVID was made out to be. I don't know if the podcast will be censored now that I've said that word. But anyway, right? So if you do CrossFit properly and it's done in a professional environment by coaches that have dedicated their lives or dedicated that course of time to CrossFit, you will receive a response from the style and type of training if you're not chasing the workout of trying to be fucked up by the workout. CrossFit is tailored, right? Specifically, things are put specifically together to give you a stimulus, to use a energy system, to use different fuel sources as a food source as fuel. You know, for example, if you're doing a one rep max, your phosphate creatine system will take into effect of that. If you're doing a workout between, you know, 8 and 12 minute windows, your glycotic energy system will do that. They're supposed to be 8 and 12 minutes. If you're doing a 5K row, that's gonna take you around the 20 minute mark. That's your oxidative system. But if you're doing an 8 minute workout, but you're treating it like you're doing a one rep max deadlift. And what I mean by that is 100 heart rate, miles an hour, etc. Like, it just doesn't work. And then all you fucking do is end up, I don't even know, if it's like adrenal fatigue. Like, you make absolutely no results. You chase everything and you wonder why you're not losing weight, gaining weight, looking as you feel, want to look your best, look your, whatever it might be that you want to get. And randomly, it's actually, you know, common thing for people to think. And these people, these statements are usually from people that don't fully understand that there's a method behind CrossFit. Go on to Google and type in CrossFit Level 1 Handbook, CrossFit Level 2 Handbook, the CrossFit Journal. Type in on video, and I've said this because I know I've spoken to some of you. You've gone onto YouTube, you typed in Greg Glassman, listen to his lectures, he articulates so well. I wish I had his tongue and be able to speak as well as he does, okay? But the people will, and I said, going back to these commercial gyms, they're just looking to boost their business. And like, rather than, you know, I think, how can I explain it? Like, you know, they should, I should say, I'm fair to say that you come into me with a bodybuilding goal, right? I'm not going to tell you that I can make you into a bodybuilder and get you on stage. I can't do that, right? I mean, I can do that, but I don't have a passion to do that. But I'm nowhere near, I can do that at a very basic level. But I'm nowhere near good as people that I grew up with and went to school and some, like, you know, occasionally be in touch, say hello, and if they're, I doubt they're listening. But I also know people that are so good at that, that I would get them to do that and say, look, this ain't my field, but I know someone who could do that for you, okay? And I wouldn't try and replicate what they do, right? Now, equally, I would expect that if they had someone coming to them and they want to do CrossFit for whatever reason, that'd be strange anyway, that they would go, well, actually, that's not my remit. I'm going to give you to someone who actually, you know, knows what he's doing and what they're doing and talking about, right? That's what I feel like we should be in as an industry. But the industry doesn't do that. It is just a case of everyone looking after themselves, right? And I think pre-COVID, it was, people were, oh God, I might get banned again. These people, I say these people, everyone was just better at supporting each other, right? And I think we were more tolerant and we were more supportive and more helping. And obviously that still happens, but I think post the C word, we are, maybe not you as an individual, some collectively as a society maybe, and you know, capital investors and venturists and all that, maybe they're just, you know, less, and they just, as I said, go back to wanting to earn more of, you know, that just create a bigger gap between the money they put in and the money they can make and just capitalize as much. And I just don't get it, because yes, fine, you know, everyone needs money to succeed in terms of the life that they want to live, and that's measured by how you live your life and so forth. But you, for me anyway, I want to have an impact. I want to impact as many people as I possibly can, which is why the gym was set up, because we serve a community, and we can only serve that community if they're willing to be open and learn and take on and, you know, immerse themselves in what we're offering, right? And I would never try, as I said, to replicate something that someone else does. Over the last few years, CrossFit has had a style approach of, you know, supplementary workout. It's just gone way too technical, right? Because it's becoming, you know, obviously a big corporation, but there's brands within that that have got their own methods. But if you go back to the core heart of CrossFit from 10 to 12 years ago, that is the most effective program in the whole world, period. Don't give a shit what anyone has to say to me. I'm not willing to listen because this can't be proven. If you can prove it to me, obviously I will listen. But it's the most effective program. And if you go onto Google and you find that level one and you find all those, the document, everything's there. There is science behind the method. There is charts, there is data, that's backed by physicians, it's backed by doctors, it's backed by some of the best people in the world. Don't even know how to say their names or all the letters after their name. I don't have any. But it is, okay? Now, the first step of like understanding the program revolves about understanding the goal, right? And the goal for CrossFit is fitness. And we, as CrossFitters, we define that as work capacity across broad time and modal domain. We are wanting to increase our power output in different time variations or durations, sorry, in anything that we encounter, basically being ready for absolutely fucking anything, right? That is a good way to measure fitness, so you can do anything. And this is why I think, I'm just going to use a bodybuilding as an example, right? Bodybuilders respect what they do. It's so hard to do what they do, okay? It's very hard to diet the way they do, get on stage and do those. It's not easy. You speak to any anybody, but it's hard, right? But they were so good at building lean muscle, right? And they're so good, the elite, not necessarily the elite, but so good at dieting, right? And when you train as a bodybuilder, you're not training for fitness. You are training for symmetry. You are training for mass in your weight class, and you're training for symmetry, right? So that can't be defined as fitness, because fitness involves so many other modalities or so many other facets to it, right? So running, jumping, which they you're not going to see a bodybuilder do a 24-inch box jump or 20-inch box jump. They're going to do a lot of compound lifts. They're going to do a lot of supersets. They're going to do, you know, giant sets, whether they do German volume training. They're going to add mass. They're going to go in a cutting phase. You can't do that with CrossFit. There are strength cycles, etc., blah, blah, blah. But that's where it got complicated, okay? Back in the day, CrossFit was very simple. You've done a combination of gymnastics, weightlifting, and what we call monostructural, so which we know as cardio, right? So one day you might do a gymnastics-based workout. The next day you might do a gymnastics and weightlifting-based workout. The third day you might do a monostructural workout, which is just cardio-based. You'll rest on the fourth day. The fifth day, because the prescription is to do 3 days on really and then 1 day off. The fifth day then, you might do a weightlifting and monostructural workout. So anything bar-related or an external force would be weight classes considered as weightlifting. Anything body weight-related would be gymnastics, and anything running, rowing, cycling, etc., would be cardio. So with the concept of, or not the concept, with the definition of work capacity across broad time and modal domain, we would program accordingly to meet that goal. So it's very far from random workout selection, right? And I think that when people look at workouts if you're going to a box and you're in the process of trying to understand CrossFit, it's not a case of just like numbers made up, right? We want this stimulus, we want to use that energy system, etc. To try and get a broad and inclusive, like general fitness program, we have to have obviously structure, but we also have to have planned variants. Now, this is where it gets a little bit kind of, in a way, technical, but the programming needs to analyze like several days or weeks of workouts to ensure that, you know, different stimulus is addressed. You've got a wide range of time modalities, so you're not just doing like 7 minute workouts. There's a 20 minute workout. I think I spoke about it before. I think the 5K run, for example, was like the most programmed workout on CrossFit.com, right? As an example, but throughout the year, you'll have things, you know, you'll have intervals of, you know, 1K runs. It will just work backwards in a way. So you want to make sure that you're doing a lot of everything, okay? When I say a lot of everything, within reason. Different modalities. We need to recognize that we do need to have variants. So we need to have things like squats. We have to have pulling from upper body. We've got to have, you know, pushing upper body. We have to have lower body pushing. Lower, which is a squat really, lower body pulling, which is your deadlift. We need to have weightlifting. We need to have cardio. We need to have, let me break it down this way. Okay, let's go like this. If we look at movement functions, squats, deadlifts, pressing. Okay, let's look at it like that, okay? Then we have like the different modalities. We have weightlifting, we have gymnastics, as we said, and then we have monostructural, what we know as cardio. We then have different loads. We've got body weight, or whether you know unloaded, we've got light, we've got moderate, we've got heavy. Then another factor to include is the duration. Is your workout short? Is it less than 4 minutes? Is it less than 7? Is it more than 15? Is it less than 15? Is it longer than 20? And then the volume, right? Which link in with time. You're in a week. You know, if you're training for general fitness, you're not going to do 5 20-minute or 25-minute workouts. There's going to be maybe one or two short ones, probably one, 2 to 3 of the middle ones, and then maybe one long one. That's most likely how it's going to work. Then the most exciting thing for me about it is how many movements. Is it a single modality, which is generally, doesn't have to be limited to though, is generally something like a weightlifting movement where you go heavy. So you just do like a 5 set of 5 squat. Or if you look on the CrossFit website, many types of programming, it will be 7 sets of 1 increase in load for a heavy for the day of your snatch. Okay. Or you've got couplets, 2 movements together, triplets, 3 movements together, and then chippers. Now, chippers is what people like, I don't know, love for some reason. When I talk to people, they're like, oh, I could love a good old chipper. And I actually is very interested to know that. But they will, I think it's because generally those chippers are, you know, get you working for a longer period of time. But you can work for a long time and not have any power or much effort. Like I just know that if I don't feel up to it some days and I just want to tick a box and I just want to move, you can move for 25 minutes and do 10 exercises if you want and not and hardly put, you know, an effort into it in a way, but you in your head is, oh, I've done this workout thing. Anyway, different story. Then also you've got what different priorities of workouts. You've got a task priority, you've got a time priority, as an example, you've got a heavy day. So we want to think about, you know, we want to do 3 rounds, that's your task, but your time cap is this. Or we want to work in a time priority, an AMRAP of 15 minutes. In 15 minutes, you need to do as many rounds of reps as possible, as an example. There is so much science to programming and theory and thought process that it's not just a fucking Scrabble of workouts that picks up out of the back and you think, oh, I'll do that. However, if you go to definition of fitness of CrossFit, and this is in the level 1 handbook, there are 4 ways. One of the ways of defining it is the fact that you should be able to, if you had, you could put every exercise into, I don't know, jar, whatever, one of those Tombola things, and you should be able to pick it out. And you should be able to do whatever's on that, whatever comes out. So if it said swim 3 miles, you know, it doesn't matter whether you swim it fast or slow, you should be able to swim 3 miles. If it says you should be able to do your body weight in deadlift, you should be able to do that. If it says you need to do X, Y, and Z, carry a sandbag, put someone on your back, run 400 meters, like, you should be able to do that. Should. But with all that said, you know, we're not looking for equal like occurrences in each one. There's got to be some variables, because with short duration workouts, as I said, most of them are those condition workouts are less than 10, 15 minutes. Now, with those shorter workouts, depending on obviously time frame, you're able to you're able to reach, you know, higher levels of intensity, right? But you have to keep in mind that if they're less than like that 5 minute mark, you're going to really push, you know, really, 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 really push your level of intensity. Like, it's going to go through the roof. We don't want to have too much focus on those, because also it's not good. I think we need to think about that your heart is a muscle, right? And if you're max heart rate is 220 minus your age. Let's just say something, let's go easy math for everyone. 220 minus your age, 20. If your max heart rate is 20, and those sub 5 minute workouts get your heart rate like 198, 199, and you do that 3-4 times a week, like, that's not good, mate. Like, yeah, you're sweating loads and you feel like you're good, but how long can you do that for? Probably not very long. Probably not very long. So also not having too many long workouts, because if you have too much focus on long workouts, then you take away from top end power, which is why you have people like marathon runners who very, very good in endurance, but lacking quite a lot in strength, right? So could they deadlift their body weight? Maybe at a push, maybe not. Could they squat half their body weight? Could they squat their body weight? Probably not. Okay. With couplets and triplets, most of the, if you go back through, go on to crossfit.com, go look at the workouts, most of the workouts revolve around just very simple movements and very potent combination of these couplets and triplets. Now, generally, when you look at a workout and there's 2 or 3 minutes, you go out and you look at it and you think, oh, that's all right, but fucking hell, when you do them, you realize that they are hard. But this all comes down to the how well these things are put together, right? So movements complement each other at times. Some workouts or some movements don't complement each other, and also rep schemes. Like, you have to think. For example, I remember a long, long time ago, I won't mention any names, but I offered support to someone who was having a little bit of a break from us. Just work was in the way and stuff. You know, we obviously happy to do that. And I offered to just give them, you know, a month's worth of program so that they could go off and do it. And they were like, no, it's cool. I'm gonna do my own. And I was like, all right, fine, no problem. Like, that's, you know, no pressure. Obviously, what I had planned for them was going back to that potent combination of those exercises, different rep ranges, etc., to get them closer to the things that they wanted to achieve. However, their combination of exercise was 50 of this, 50 of that. And there's like 10 exercises and you've done like 50 fucking reps of each one. You're like 500 and there's like two rounds. Like, it doesn't need to be like that. And, you know, that happens like 2, 3, 4 times a week. Then 2 weeks later, like, oh, I'm fucked. My, you know, adrenal fatigue, my neuroendocrine response has gone through. Like, chill the fuck out, man. Take on the advice. Take this help. Take the support. Anyway, I'll just give you an example. It, as in, I'm trying to get at the point that it's made to complement your fitness. Yeah, their times are hard, but it's made to complement your fitness, not fucking deteriorate you. The taskbar reworkouts, like I said before, you know, for time is the driver there is intensity, right? So if it's 3 rounds full time, it's going to be completely like go for it. You know, depending on the time domain, then you know, you've got things like the task stuff that I need you to do. Sorry, task based. I said that the wrong way around. Task based needs to be driven by intensity, okay? Because you need to do 3 rounds, etc., in this amount of time. Where it's task, you're looking at. Gee, I think I've muddled up my words. You know what I mean. I'm getting confused myself. Time is going to be in a period of time, AMRAP, etc. Task is going to be you need to do this in a quick period of time. Hopefully, I've got that right around. If not, I need to go back and revisit that, and I'm confused myself from talking about it too much. Then, you know, you've got your high powers and everything else, movements, squats, your deadlift, press, Olympic lifts. They're made to generate high power and, you know, give you a bigger adaptation to exercise. Now, maybe there's some coaches listening to this. If you are, you know this, but I don't know if everyone does know it. If you're unfamiliar with this stuff, like take the online level one. It doesn't mean you have to coach. Do it for nice. Read the level one handbook. It's free for everyone. As I said at the start with the open happening, I truly believe that you should do the judges course this year because you'll learn a lot on the judges course just from a movement perspective. You know, there are obviously fitness goals, but I think remember the message is that we have to do this for as long as possible in our life, right? We have to do it for, well, I certainly do. And if you do it well, you'll do it for a long period of time. If you do it where you've got knee pain or you've got shoulder pain or your fucking nose hurts, whatever it might be, then it's going to be short lived. It's going to be a chronic injury, right? It's caused by something that you're not doing right over a period of time. You're gonna know an acute one. It's gonna hit you, whatever it might be. Plates fall on your foot. You've done something in a movement, like there and then you're gonna feel it. Okay. However, there is a crossover to that because that can also be chronic too, right? Because it could be a series of things that lead you in that movement to do that. But I'm talking about impact. Acute would be something like impact. If you I don't want to put this into anyone's head. It's a horrible thought. But if you were to, let's say, do a snatch and, you know, you caught it wrong and there was a dislocate or something like that, that would be generally an acute injury. But if you're doing that for periods of, you know, long time and something's hurting, like, stop. Please read the level one handbook. Do the course. You don't have to be a coach. You don't have to be a coach. But read the level one handbook because it will give you an understanding and the judges course of how and why movement is so important. Now, I just wanted to, I guess, express, and you can hear the passion that's in my voice, of that it's CrossFit isn't just randomly programmed things that fucking fuck you up. It is actual potent combination of rep scheme, exercises, factors that are put in, going back to, you know, weightlifting, light, moderate, short, heavy, all put into a workout regime for you to get the best out of it. And I'm going to wrap up on that. And as always, if you've got something that you want to think about or want me to talk about, please let me know, because I would love to talk about it. It's been great, you know, speaking to a couple of you and telling me. Don't forget to email me those things, or come and speak to me and tell me those things, and I'll write them down, and I'll start projecting, I'll start planning on some of those things you want to talk about. But in the meantime, stay safe, and I'll be back next week. Yo.